nice at the moment.
I was talking there to Madrid-based reporter Angeles Lucas.
The BBC World Service in the United States is distributed by Public Radio International. Distribution is made possible in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:31. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Tom Rogers joins me in the studio now with our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The Champaign County Board has voted to put a school facility sales tax referendum on the forthcoming November ballot, even though some members aren't too enthusiastic about the proposal. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
School districts in Champaign County are seeking a 1 cent sales tax to finance new school buildings and other facilities. Districts paying off bonds for past projects are promising to use the sales tax to provide property tax relief. But some county board members think the sales tax puts an unfair burden on those with the least money. The critics include County Board Vice Chairman Tom Betts, an Urbana Democrat.
I think it's very, very strange to promote sales taxes as a progressive answer to school funding when it's the most regressive tax we have.
But Champaign Republican Alan Nudo argued the sales tax would allow Champaign County to spread the school tax burden among a wider group of people.
We have probably about 30% of all sales tax coming in from outside the community. We're a regional shopping center. We're blessed with having 30,000 students plus their parents buying things here instead of paying 10% in Chicago.
State law requires county boards to put the referendum on the ballot if enough school districts request it. However, if the referendum passes, the county board has the final say on implementing the new tax. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Democratic political waiting game continues, with Barack Obama seeming ready to name his running mate perhaps as early as today or in a few minutes, in fact. Party officials now say possible finalists for the job may include a little-known Texas congressman, Chet Edwards. That running mate is scheduled to make an appearance with the Illinois senator at Springfield's old state capitol tomorrow afternoon, and AM 580 will bring you live coverage of the event beginning at 2 o'clock Central Time or earlier if Obama decides to begin the event earlier. Meanwhile, friends and associates of Senator Evan Bayh are anxiously awaiting for word on whether he'll be Obama's running mate. Indianapolis attorney Bill Morrow compares it to waiting for a jury's verdict. Former Bayh press secretary Fred Nation said he'd love to see Bayh on the Democratic ticket. Bayh spokesman Eric Kleiman says the senator's spending part of the day at a tennis camp in Washington, D.C. for his 12-year-old twin sons and will be at his home later to spend time with his family. He's to speak at the Democratic convention next Wednesday. Just what type of public body a community college is has been a debate in Illinois in recent years, but now they'll officially be recognized as local units of government. Amanda Vinicky has more.
A new law gives community colleges more autonomy. A legal opinion from Illinois' Attorney General had declared that community college employees must follow the same ethics laws as do employees who work for the state. The schools say that's an infringement by the state. They say they should have the right to make up their own ethical standards. Senator Ed Maloney, a Democrat from Chicago, agrees. Here's why.
I think primarily because they're responsible to the local voters. It's the local voters who elect the board. It's the local property tax that pays the salaries, et cetera, for the community college, for the operation of the community college. So they should be accountable to the locality.
The General Assembly passed a measure that definitively classifies community colleges as bodies of local government that ensures they can make up their own ethics rules instead of having to keep in line with state mandates. The governor had objected, but both the House and Senate overrode his veto. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some Terre Haute residents whose homes were damaged by flooding in June must raise their foundations to comply with zoning regulations. Some of the homes will have to be raised from 2 to 4 feet. Vigo County's Area Planning Commission Assistant Director Darren Maller says homes in parts of the floodplain must be jacked up if they had damage amounting to more than half of their appraised value. He estimates the work could cost between $20,000 and $30,000. Maher advises people to check on their flood insurance before having the work done. This year's Urbana Sweet Corn Festival boasts of more music, more activities, and corn. Urbana Business Association Executive Director Susan Tolson says the event's three stages will be programmed the entire time, and all acts are free. The 16 musical guests this year include the Boat Drunks, the Delta Kings, a children's choir, and the well-known rock band Foghat. A new activity this year is the Henry Ford Museum's Rouge Factory Tour. Tolson says the traveling exhibit is a mini version of a truck factory. It's the first of what she hopes will be several partnerships with museums.
This thing is 60 foot wide, 45 foot deep. So when you come in, you will be able to watch a video, do some interactive, get your picture taken, and kind of get a sense for what it takes to build a Ford F-150.
Other activities include pony rides, a rock climbing wall, and laser tag, and 30,000.